Hey, sticky listeners, just to let you know that next week we will be taking a week away from Sticky Pickles. Both Marie and I are slammed with work that actually gives us a bit of cash, which is good to pay bills. So we have to focus on that. But no, we're thinking of you. All right, let's kick the show off.
Okay. Welcome to Sticky Pickles. Ever found yourself stuck in a pickle, knee-deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now? I'm Maria.
And I'm Carol, and this is Season 5, Episode 3 of Sticky Pickles, You're Fired and All Included. I'm looking forward to today.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
All right, Maria, why don't you kick us off? What is your sticky pickled? You're fired. I'm guessing someone gets fired. The end. No, I'm kidding.
Yes, that's all it is, and has nothing to do with a former president of the United States. So just to let everybody relax a little bit. So we're at work, and the hero of our story, her name is Allison, and she's 7 years into her first really serious job. Like, she had a job out of university, but this is like the one that really got her career going, and she's doing great. And she's had a pretty good run at this company, and there's been a shakeup. You know how it is with corporate. After a while, bosses change, there's a reorg.
Yeah, totally. I've been through it numerous times.
Yeah, and it's always kind of scary because you don't know what's going to happen.
Totally. And you can get fired. Yeah.
You could get fired. No, she's not getting fired. So.
Yet.
She's not getting fired. But okay. There's been a reorg because her company has been acquired by another company. So she's getting a brand new boss, and it's somebody she has no idea who this person is because they're from the parent company that just swallowed hers up, right?
Yeah, nerve-wracking as hell.
Yeah, and you know, the culture's different, like, what? How are they? Mm-hmm. You know, and this big company is very serious, whereas her company was like small, it was like just a few people. So now things have gotten very serious. And her new boss, his name is Owen. And Owen. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how else to put this, but Owen sucks.
Okay. Can you describe what? Can you describe how he sucks? Can you just let's color that
yes.
in?
Let's color that in. All right. So Owen just gives Allison the freaking creeps.
Oh, okay. Creepy Owen.
Creepy. Just bad vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Creepy vibes. Just kind of like a very low energy guy. You can never really get a good read on him. Like, have you made him mad? Are you doing a good job? No idea. His feedback's always me, damned by faint praise. You have absolutely no idea where you stand.
Oh, you see,
he doesn't really give you good direction.
I wonder, I was just thinking when you were talking, if guys have the same impression of what creepy and bad vibes mean. Like, I'm not trying to be all gendery here, but I don't know. That always gives me a bit of like, ugh, like, I don't, not only that I don't want to be around it, but it could be dangerous too, right? Like,
yes, the implied danger of like, you don't know where you stand with this guy. Are you safe? Are you not safe? And it's not like a sexual harassment creepy, because that's a whole other world.
Yep.
This is just like a mealy-mouthed middleman who, for lack of better comparison, if you're familiar with the show, What We Do in the Shadows, think of Colin Robinson, that kind of guy.
You wouldn't want to hug him tightly.
No. And you're just like, who on earth would find this person fun? Like, what gives this person happiness in life? No idea. Because it's just like, he just seems like a totally gray column of sad.
Yeah. And they often have a parasitic quality, right? So if they latch onto you, they suck your energy beyond all belief. Even at the coffee bar. Even at the coffee
yes.
bar. Just making a coffee, you're just like, please don't talk to me. Please don't talk to me. Please don't talk. Oh, shit.
Yeah, and I'm trapped.
Yep. And I feel and my like, energy I'm, just draining like a balloon, you know?
Yes. And I'm just like, and I can't get out of this conversation. And he's trying to be like friendly, but it's just like, this conversation sucks.
Talking about his hemorrhoid operation again.
Yeah, again. It's just this, everything about this conversation sucks. And on top of it, he's got really bad dry mouth. So his mouth is like.
Oh, he's got those little white spittles on the side of his mouth.
White spittles on his mouth. Yeah. With like bad coffee breath. So it's like all of this. She's like, ugh. You know, nothing she hates more than having her one-on-one with him, because they have to sit in one of those tiny little call rooms and his bad breath like stinks up the whole room.
Do you know what? In England, it's actually worse often because, well, maybe it's just because I'm in Oxford, right? But a lot of people here wear tweed, which is basically wool, and it rains a lot, right? So these, and they don't wash them often because it's super expensive to get dry cleaned, bad for the environment, all that stuff. So these things just hum some like wet dog. Oh, anyway.
Oh my God. That actually explains a lot when I visited Oxford. I was like, what is...
Yeah.
I'm familiar with wool, but I was like, there's a lot of BO, way more than I've experienced in other places in the UK. So what? Okay. It's the wool. Thank you for...
No, that was because we worked at a technology firm, honey.
No,
that's not on the streets of Oxford. Okay. Let's just...
No, no. This was like at pubs and stuff too. Although then again, yeah.
Who okay, are you but sitting you near?
Just... You just closed the loop that I didn't know was open for many years. Thank you for that.
Yeah. It's not Oxford.
So that's the end of my story. And all right. So yeah, Owen sucks. He sucks. And Allison's like, my boss sucks. And I don't know if I'm doing a good job or not. Like, and again, I'm nervous because I've just joined his team. My company's been acquired. And you know how it is when your company's been bought. You're always worried, like, they're looking for reasons to get rid of the people from the company that just got...
Often they are, though.
Gobbled up. Yeah. Either they fire you immediately or they try to push you out. So she's like, I bet Owen is, like, the way they're trying to get me out of here. Okay, so fast forward half a year. She's hanging on. Her boss sucks, but, like, whatever. She's just doing what she does. She's been there for 7 years, so she's managing just fine. And it's the holiday party times. And I don't know if this is a universal thing, but at least for the holiday parties I've been to, you often get to meet everybody's significant others.
Yeah, yeah. The Christmas holiday. Well, they used to do that in the old days, certainly, when they had more budget. Yeah. But now it's like, even if it's come for the party, we have a sandwich for one.
And it's at lunchtime, and also you get no time off for this, and also go back to work afterwards.
Exactly.
That was some places I've worked at. That was literally what it was. It's like, come down to the basement.
Yeah.
And we're going to give you a sandwich. Congratulations. Happy New Year.
Here's a thimble full of apple, sparkling apple juice.
Let's pretend we like each other. this place has a little more money. They just bought a company. So this is one of those parties that's off campus. It's at night. They want you to dress up. It's at like a really fancy hotel ballroom situation. And all the spouses or significant others or plus ones of any kind are invited. Cool. And Allison has no plus one. So she's going solo to this. But she knows that when she goes there, that she's going to run into Owen, and that's her boss, so she's going to have to say hello. She goes to the party, you know, dressed nicely, and she does her best to avoid her boss if she sees, like, working his way. But eventually Owen sights her, and he starts to make his way, and she's like, okay, I'm just going to grit my teeth and get through this. Owen calls to his side. He kind of beckons, you know, with the hand, like to a person in the crowd. And someone saunters up to Owen, who is like, I don't know, the inverse of Owen. Someone who is physically really attractive, oozes charisma, and like has a gorgeous gleaming smile. And his name is Easton. And he's Owen's husband.
Of course, Easton. It's Easton.
Mm-hmm. And Easton is Owen's husband, and they've been together for like 20 years.
Mm.
And Easton is fucking amazing. He hits it off with Allison immediately, because how could you not hit it off with Easton? Because he's like Mr. Personality, right? Allison just keeps thinking whatever Owen's personality lacks, Easton is making up for it in spades.
Right.
And she's like, they're having a great time. Owen's there and, you know, happy to be making an introduction, being like, happy that you're hitting it off with my husband and that we're, you know, chatting about.
Yeah, there's no bad surgery. Vibes at that point, kind of thing.
No. Owen's just like glowing in the love of his husband. And, you know, like they're talking about Owen's hemorrhoid surgery, but they're laughing about it with Easton because Easton's like, oh, Owen was such a pill when he was doing his recovery. And God, he was such a pain in the ass to ha 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 to take care of. And Allison's laughing with Easton and Owen's all laughing and everybody's laughing. Nah, nah. Later on in the party, Easton saunters up to Allison and goes, we should totally exchange numbers and hang out sometimes because like, you're amazing. And Allison's like, yeah, we definitely should. And they exchange numbers to be friends. Like, there's nothing romantic here. This is literally like, let's just be friends. They have similar interests. Like, let's just hang out sometime and get coffee.
I've heard of friendship.
Yeah, it's a thing that happens. It's a thing that happens sometimes to adults. I'm not familiar with it myself, but I've heard about it. So, yeah, they exchange numbers and, like, they're friends. And it's awesome. And it gets a little awkward because Allison starts asking about Easton at work, and Owen's like passing notes from Easton to Allison at work, and Owen's starting to feel a little overshadowed and starting to feel a little bit like his husband is sort of stealing his spotlight. I don't know how else to put that.
Yeah, I'm fine. Okay, whoa. That's a bit of weird, right? That's a bit weird to try and rely on your boss, not only your boss at work, where, you know, there's still like a hierarchical structure, but to, I mean, there are mobile phones. Allison's aware of that, right?
Yeah, but it's like she has to like kiss the ring is sort of her mentality of like, if I'm going to be hanging out with my boss's husband, I should not pretend this is not happening. If that makes sense.
Yeah. No. I understand that. Like,
it wouldn't it be weirder to pretend it's not happening? But it is making things weird no matter what.
Because, but she doesn't have that conversation with him. Like, is this weird for you?
No, because Owen sucks.
Right.
he still sucks. When Easton's not there, Owen is, like, super sucks. He's the worst. Anyway, there's downsizing. Allison gets fired. Not laid off, fired. Owen fires her for poor work performance. And like, it's the only time she has ever seen Owen not neutral. He's actually like mad at her, being like, the quality of your work has been unsatisfactory. I do not want you here anymore, and I need you to leave immediately.
Does Allison kind of go, yeah, comp, fair comp, like, I have been a bit shit at work? Or is she going, how dare you, I've been amazing?
She's going, how dare you, I've been amazing. And she wants to like bitch about it with Easton, but Easton's not returning her texts. So what do you think she should do?
Not what she's been doing. Not really been working for her, has it?
No, but like, can she still stay friends with Easton? Even like,
not if he's not taking her calls.
Well, maybe she needs to actually call. Like, she's been texting.
I'm no offense, Maria. I love you very, very much, but there's nothing sticky here because, really? Like, she. Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm being short-sighted. I'm just thinking she's been fired from her job.
But why does Easton have to take
a complaint?
Yeah, but why does Easton have to take the job side of things?
Well, because he doesn't, but he's not returning her calls.
Right, but that could be nothing, right?
It could be any. Yeah. You know what? Why doesn't she camp out in his doorstep just to make sure that he's not ignoring her calls?
Let's just say he at first doesn't respond, but then he does, and it's awkward. Let's say he does respond, and it's awkward.
Right. So if he's awkward, then again, if he's not cozy and getting much out of the relationship, and it's causing him more pain than good, he's going to move on. Like, no, like,
yeah. I guess
if my other half didn't like one of my friends, I would maybe hang out with them, but not with him, because it would suck for me too, right?
Yeah, I mean,
suck for me.
Yeah, so let's just say Owen is no longer a fan of Allison at all. Like, I fired her. I don't want to see her. That's weird for me as her former manager. So, like, can Easton still hang out with Allison, or is that just beyond weird? Being like, yeah, I hanged out with your former direct report who you fired.
It's a bit like hanging out with someone, one of your friends' exes. It's the same kind of horrible situation. Like, you can do it, but there are consequences to that, right? Like, I think you just got to prioritize where you want to get your love from. And maybe you can manage it. I think it would be very difficult.
Yeah, clearly he wants his love from Owen. So is this sort of like a divorce? It's almost like a divorce situation, right? Like, whoever you were friends with before the divorce.
I think if Easton wanted to really hang out with her, he would just say, I don't care. I still want to hang out with you. Fuck this shit. He was very clear in the first instance when he met her, right?
True.
So now if he's getting all pussyfooted, I would be like, okay, I would just say send a text saying, I still really like you. It'd be nice to be friends. Now there's no complication. Up to you, right? And then just see what happens.
True. True, true. All right. Well, I hope Allison takes that advice.
Thank you for calling in, Allison. And
So, what is your concise sticky pick?
Well, I don't know if it's concise, but we'll see. Okay. Josip. From Eastern Europe, right? Moving to the UK for his post-grad. Got a position at the London School of Economics. Very exciting.
Wow.
And he's a young single guy, et cetera, et cetera. But it turns out that London, England is exceedingly expensive. I know. Newsflash. Like, he knew it was expensive. He had no idea how expensive. Everywhere he looks, rent is like £500 a week plus, which is, I don't know, probably what, $750 a week.
Well, with the way the pound's trending against the dollar at the moment.
Right?
No, I was kidding.
Right? Yeah. Okay. Plus travel, you know, like getting in and out of the city, like local travel, commuting travel is super expensive as well. So, you know, living out in the outskirts doesn't help much. And he really doesn't know what to do. Like, he's in a real bind here. He wants to go to this school. This will get him to where he wants to be in leaps and bounds, but he can't find a place.
Ooh, okay.
So Yosip goes to Reddit. Because
fair, that's what I would do,
right? Because he's looking around, he can't see anything in the papers, online, and he posts his troubles and his requirements. And you know, he says, doesn't need much, he needs a room, good internet connection, a bed, access to a bathroom. That's it. And I'm totally prepared for a little discomfort in order to study at LSE, but I need, you know, a place that, you know, has at least these things. And you know, a few people get back to him, mostly to wish him luck or laugh at his requirements, you know, saying for that amount of money, he'd be lucky to rent a rat trap or a cardboard box in the city.
Well, yeah, we've all been there. Yep.
Mm-hmm. But finally, some light at the end of the tunnel. Some guy on Reddit direct messages him. And he says, look, this is me. And he says, me and my wife, we're in our 70s. We live in the city. We have quite a large, you know, 3-bedroom house. We're academics ourselves. We were. And we will consider giving you a room for $500 a month, right? Not a week.
What a steal.
And yep. Yosip, smart guy that he is like, okay, what's the catch, right? That's what he's thinking. That's way below market rate. And the guy, whose name is Brad, goes, okay, there is something. There is something you need to know. We do have a bit of an alternative lifestyle.
There it is. Okay. Can I guess what it is?
Sure.
Are they nudists?
Well, no.
Okay. No. Are they swingers?
Well, I don't know. I think we have to guess from some of the things that come out in the story as to what maybe they're into. They haven't,
okay.
They haven't labeled themselves. They just said, you know, we have an alternative lifestyle. And every month or so we have a party, and so we would ask you to skedaddle during our little shindigs with our mates, right? So Yosip is like, what kind of parties?
Okay.
And
can I come?
Yeah, with a bunch of 70-year-olds. Want to be there? And he goes, all I can say is the adult kind. Okay, says Brad. And Yosip goes, will I be able to lock room to be assured that it is out of bounds for your parties? And he goes, of course, we're not savages, my boy, right? And Yosip thinks about it. And what would you say at this point to him if he asked you? So what do you think?
Man, I mean, I'd honestly maybe go for it. I mean, how adventurous is he as a person?
His adventurousness has increased substantially with his desperation for finding a place.
Yeah. I mean, you're only young once. This will make a great story when you're older. If they have good boundaries,
right,
and you have good boundaries, and no boundaries are encroached upon, which is, you know, we no guarantees of that. But, you know, do a good job of setting your rules and make sure that they understand what they are. And if as long as they go by that, you should be okay.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you could always just get a roommate who never tells you any of this shit and they just go and do stuff and it drives you crazy. And welcome to life in my entire 20s. So it's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I totally agree. I mean, Yosip goes down the road of, actually, I think he's probably smarter than both of us. He's because, like, I just like to see the room. You know, can we do a Zoom call? Can you show me around, right? So I can see the room and, you know, see you face to face.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. And Brad's like, no problem. So Zoom call time arrives. And there's Brad on the screen. And Brad's like, has good bone structure for a 70-year-old, right? He has a bit of Michael Bublé hair, reddish, balding. You know, that kind of haircut, you know, like kind of like a mullet, you know, business at the front, party at the back hairstyles.
But bald, but like the monk bald thing going on. Okay.
And he's wearing a leather vest, but you know, he's wearing a leather vest. He's not wearing anything else. He's not wearing anything in his arms. He's wearing a leather vest. And he's also, you know, apologizing, saying he's desperately trying to quit smoking. So he's like sucking on a lollipop. So he's making quite an image, right? It's quite a character. And Josef's trying to look around him, right, in the background, but he realizes the background's blurred. So he says quite bluntly, I was hoping to see the room and the bathroom I'll be using, but I can't see because of the background. He's like, hold on, my boy, Roy's Brad. He's like, I'm just in my private office. You don't need to see this. And he scampers up the stairs like a greyhound, right?
Okay.
And the house has three rooms, he's saying, and this one will be yours. And he opens the room and the room looks great, right? There's like a double bed, there's a desk, there's a window. Everything looks a bit tired and dreary, bit 70s, right? Bit avocado. Bathroom's good as well. So there's like this weird old guy, but a great room, great location, and access to laundry. And they said, hey, we'll even feed you.
Sign me up.
And I should say, this guy,
Josef,
unlike the story that we just told, this guy, he's like a gym bunny. He's like 6'3". He's a big guy. It's not like he couldn't take care of himself, right? It's not like...
For 500 pounds a month, sign me the fuck up. Sorry, that's a steal.
Okay, well, Josef agrees with you. He's like, I'm taking it.
I know there's a catch, and I know it's going to happen, and like maybe I'm willing to deal with that. Maybe I can live with that for 500 pounds a month.
Okay, so what we're going to do, let's just swap up the... So you're like, no, I'm still in. Okay, that's the game. Are you still in at this point?
I mean, if they're feeding me.
They're feeding you. You have access to laundry.
I mean, how much money am I saving right now?
You're saving so much money. Like, you couldn't even afford. Yeah, you couldn't even afford the other ones, right?
Oh my God. Okay, so are they part of like a crazy religious cult? Are they Hare Krishnas or something? Are they going to be feeding me delicious Ayurvedic food? In which case, like, I'll chant the Shanti Om or whatever. So that's a movie name.
Josef decides to take it. He sends over first and last month's rent, flies to London, gets himself sorted out at school, arrives at this massive house in the middle of Pimlico, London.
Amazing. Yep.
Now, first off, step one, okay? Grounds are not what he pictured. Right? Because you've seen pictures of England with all the flowers and everything. This one's like overgrown, but not in that cutesy English garden sort of way, but more like big weeds, tangles of ivy,
old disused equipment lying about the place. It's not very inviting.
Like my front yard. Yep. Okay. Yep.
And there's Brad welcoming him in,
arms wide, wearing, you know, the signature, which seems to be a signature leather vest. And, you know, some exceedingly off-white and maybe rather baggy undies and slippers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's nothing else.
Okay. All right. Tidy whiteys. Is that what we're talking about? Like
baggy whiteys, baggy grays.
Baggy grays, baggy gray. Like threadbare is what, and very, oh.
Yeah, not up to par.
He needed to buy a new pair like 7 years ago. Okay, yep. Okay.
Yes. Yep. Yes. Yes. And he goes, come on, come in. Wow, you're such a strapping lad. Come on in.
You're such a strapping lad, huh? Okay.
Because Josef's quite impressive. Like he's a big guy, right? Big gym guy.
Okay.
Yeah. So Josef kind of follows him into the foyer. So you guys call it foyer.
Yeah, I think Americans usually say foyer or foyer if you want it. Foyer. Yeah. I'm just going to say foyer for 5 minutes. Foyer.
And okay, right there in the entranceway is this massive painting of Brad and what Josef assumes is Bitsy, right? Entangled in like a loving embrace. This is a photorealism sort of work. So every fold, every line, every bit of saliva is there in high def. And this thing is huge. Oh,
okay. So just to be clear, when you say in a loving embrace, are we euphemistically deploying that phrase or are they effing or are they kissing?
Well, Brad's got his leather vest on in the picture. But Bitsy doesn't have anything on. And basically, you're eye level with Bitsy's bits, so to speak.
Okay. And then Josef finds himself having a bit of a reaction to this image. And now he's questioning a lot of things about himself. and now
he's like, oh, Jesus.
He's like, it's doing it for me. Why is it doing it for me?
I never knew.
What does this say? And that's it for this week's Sticky Pickles.
So Bitsy walks in wearing only a see-through negligee. Okay, she's not nude. Neither of them are nude.
Well, isn't it sometimes worse to be wearing something see-through?
Yes. Totally. Because it has that frisson of sexuality.
Yeah. Of ooh, nice deployment of the word frisson. Yeah, very nice.
Yeah.
Foyer and frisson.
But she has a sparkle in her eyes when she sees him because, you know, he's a big guy, right? And she's like pawing at his biceps going, look at these guns, Brad, right? And then suddenly there's this massive cacophony of noise and about a dozen dogs kind of all, you know, start jumping in. They're all sizes, different sizes, ages, abilities. Like one of them's even in a little wheelchair. And they're all kind of barking at Mad, like Josip, because, like, you know, they're like, oh, don't worry, they'll get to know you. They just hate strangers. And, you know that dog smell that can kind of
I hate that smell.
That owners never, like when I had a dog, I never smell it, but unless,
Yeah. That would be a potential deal breaker for me because I can't deal with lots of sound.
Yeah. So you've got now sound pollution.
Yeah.
You've got like, smell pollution.
That those are two things that like a door can do a lot about, but not everything. And that would bother me a lot. Like I could not stand the dog smell in my bedroom and I could not stand hearing dogs barking.
Yeah. Kind of an idiot not to ask about the dogs though, or not mention the dogs.
They didn't mention it.
They didn't.
Why would they not mention that they have 12 fucking dogs? That's a lot.
We just adopted them all.
But no, like, I'm kidding. They know? Oh no, that's crazy. To not, and that's also a lot of dog. Like, how on earth is that hygienic?
Can you imagine the dog shit everywhere? Just honestly.
Yeah. How, no wonder their yard's in this state. It's just all covered in piss. Like, oh God Almighty.
Yeah, you're fine though. Are you okay? So you're 50-50 now.
I am very like, I want that deposit back. Like noises and smells are.
Yeah, that's too much.
That's way too much. Like you can fuck outside my door. If I don't hear it, I don't care.
Yeah.
But dogs barking that, I mean, ugh.
Yeah. No. So yeah, he's now like, he's like you, he's like this. He doesn't see an option out of this, right? Like it's 500 quid a month.
I know. But you do get what you pay for.
That's right. You know, and he's looking around the place and he sees a light switch with a dick for a switch.
Hilarious.
He sees
novelty switches.
Yeah, yeah. And there's like a vagini vase, a vagini vase.
Vagini vase. I mean, so I just have to say this about this couple. Like, I get that they like to have sex. They've clearly made their entire personality about this, though, and that's weird. Anyone who makes their entire personality about like one thing like that, that's super weird to me.
Yeah. And I mean, they do say they have had trouble getting other, lodgers staying with them.
Gee,
they
mentioned I wonder that. Why.
And, you know, they're walking by the living room and he goes, oh, and you're welcome to use this room anytime. And it's basically just like a floor covered in mattresses. Like,
yeah,
just
sure it is.
Loads of mattresses and a TV screen.
Yeah. And there's a thing of Scotchgard.
And he goes, and come see your room. And Brad, you know, bounces up the stairs, ballsack a following, bouncing behind him.
Ugh.
And Bitsy, you know, Bitsy slaps his ass, going, go on then, you know, and purrs at its firmness.
Too much.
Too much, right? Too much.
Too much. Like, just chill. We get you like to have sex. Just enough.
Yeah.
Enough. Yeah.
And he starts, so, you know, what does he do? What do you do? It's the easiest thing to do. Because the dogs, you use the dogs, don't you? You just said, I didn't know about the dogs. You just start sneezing like mad.
Yes. I would be like, I'm sorry, the dogs are a deal breaker. I can't do pets. I should have mentioned that. I'm sorry.
Yep.
But like, I'm going to have to back out of this. Or if he can't, be like, get your best noise canceling headphones that you can afford now that you can afford them because you're paying nothing in rent.
Yep. And then 95 NASC, which we're all very aware of now.
It's true. And I will say this. He probably is still paying for food on his own and not eating their food because it's probably filled with dog hair. Yuck. So he's not rolling in as much money as he was anticipating. But the moment you can get out of there, like be like, this is a month-to-month rent. Just 1 month and you're out, or like 1 day and you're out. Just like, just eat. Just get out. Get the fuck out.
Yeah, just get out. It's not worth
get
it.
Get out.
Yeah.
That's there's no way. I mean, you're not going to be getting any sleep. You're going to be miserable. And like, even if that giant picture of them doing the nasty does it for you, like the internet exists. You're okay.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? It's a 2 month. Just think 2 months. Just announce you're leaving at the end of the month, right? Use your last month rent. You got 2 months to find yourself a decent place.
Like, just anything is better than that. Anything. I mean, most anything. Okay. Yeah. Something.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's it.
for this week's Dick Pickles.
If we made you smile, you know what to do. Get off your butts and review.
Or don't, but it would be nice. And you can get in touch with us gently, nicely, on social media. We are at Sticky Pickles on Twitter and at Sticky Pickles Pod on Instagram. And anything else you can find on stickypickles.com.
Brilliant. See you guys in a few weeks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. To live there, would you? Maybe would.
For 500 quid and free food, I that's quite a deal. And I'm just like, school, what is it? He's in graduate school, right? So that's what, 2 years at most?
Yeah.
He's never going to find a deal like that again. So, you know.
Yeah, he, you know what? You're right. Yosef was a greedy little shit.
He's a poor grad student. He has no money.
Yeah. He was looking at a gift horse in the mouth. He didn't realize what he had.
Honest to God, he's going to be working so much.
You're going to regret it, Yosef.
You're never
Shame on you.
No, no. I'm just like, all the poor grad students I have ever known and the one that I am eventually married, they are all so broke and overworked that they are just like, is that a mattress in the corner of a room? Great. Sounds great.
Yeah, I lived in an old age home actually when I was in school.
See,
so
there you go. And
there you go.
Everybody got a little benefit out of that. I'm sure people were really happy to have a young person around. So that's
it was great.
That's awesome.
Had very heated floors. It was perfect.
Oh, that actually sounds really good.